Everyone join arms. Okay, and pull! Steve, you are the weakest link. Goodbye.
You know when Anne Robinson is like, where they all have to vote for who they think is the weakest link?
I believe so, yeah.
And they'll have a name on a board, and then Anne Robinson will ask them to justify why they've voted them off.
Adam, why Siobhan?
Well, I think in the last round, she actually got a couple of key questions wrong, where she, and it lost us the money instead of banking. She should have banked earlier. And that's why I think maybe she was the weakest link.
Siobhan? Why Adam?
I just think, Anne, that Adam's chatting out of his arse. And that he said that I didn't...
That's not true, Anne!
I didn't bank, but I banked as soon as I could bank.
You didn't bank?
I did, I banked. I banked as soon as I could bank.
Why is there no money in the bank?
We were £400 up and I said bank. I said bank. What do you mean?
Did it go in?
No, but it wasn't my go. Well, but I still said bank.
You can only say bank in your go. You know that.
Listen.
And if you don't know that...
You were rude to me in the green room before this, before the show, and frankly, you're just being mean right now.
I wasn't mean. I just said that... I didn't say that you were... I said you might... I said I don't think you're the strongest link. I didn't say I thought you
I
were
never
the,
said I was the strongest link.
No, but I was... I know. I was just telling you, I just don't think you're the strongest link today. Well, I didn't call you the weakest link. I called Peter the weakest link.
You meant to vote for the weakest link.
Peter's gone. We got rid of him last round.
Yeah, but why don't you vote for Jared?
Well, I don't know that Jared isn't the strongest link. But I know you're the weakest link.
Well, how do you know I'm the weakest link? That's really mean.
I just think that there are a couple of key questions you got wrong in the last round and you
Name one. Name one.
The question?
Yeah.
Well...
I knew the capital of Paris was France.
One question isn't really good enough, to be honest, to be the strongest link. And you that's what this game is actually about. It's about the strongest link. I know they call it the weakest link, and I don't know
why.
Yeah,
but only by... It's called the weakest link because only by getting rid of the weakest links, like you, Adam, and Peter.
Why do you think I'm the weakest link?
Sorry?
Why do you think I'm the weakest?
Because you got three questions wrong. I only got two questions wrong.
And did I get three questions wrong?
Adam? Siobhan thinks you're the weakest... crust of pie in the pie shop. And you smell like mincemeat pies. Siobhan! Adam thinks you're the floppiest worm in the fishing shop. That's not me. That's not fair. I'm not the floppiest meat worm in the fishing shop.
And I don't smell of mincemeat pies.
You do a
They're
bit.
Mincemeat potatoes.
What do you do for a living?
I am a mincemeat potato maker.
Oh!
I'm a mincemeat potato maker.
Oh, lovely.
Been doing it 25 years.
Adam? Siobhan thinks you're the weakest link.
Look, Lan, listen. For all I know, you could be the weakest. Why do you keep inviting us on this show? Why don't you just have like a stronger...
Haven't you found
filtering
all the strongest
process.
Links by now?
Yeah. Why do you value intelligence so much, Anne?
The Rock. You've just written, Davy Cameron is a pie.
That's right, Anne. Well, Davy Cameron is a pie is actually a vote for Lisa. It's a little cryptic, but the thing is that I think Lisa's the weakest link because I saw her...
Oh!
I saw her reading Marseille Gauguin, which is a right-leaning... French newspaper. And so in protest of that, I've written Davy Cameron as a pie. Just to show but it's Lisa.
Lisa.
You can just read it as Lisa.
Lisa. Is Davy Cameron a pie?
Davy Cameron is not a pie, Anne. And I was not reading Marseille Gauguin.
Adam smells like a pie.
Except for Adam smells like a pie. Adam smells like mince meat potato pie. I've never read Marseille Gauguin in my life. And we shouldn't all just listen to The Rock, because he's The Rock.
The Rock! Lisa says we shouldn't all listen to you. Why should you not be the weakest link?
I don't think that anyone should be forced to listen to anyone, because I'm not a fascist like Lisa.
Lisa? The Rock says that you're one mustache short of a Hitler.
And I don't think that's fair. And if I'm not allowed to express myself, then what is this free speech that The Rock is always going on about in his seminars at Yale University? I attended one of those seminars in person at Yale because I wanted to take The Rock's course. And now I'm starting to wonder if any of the things he said he actually meant.
The Rock. I also attended a seminar from you at Yale on free speech.
Did you like it, Anne?
It made me one horse short of a Genghis Khan.
Well, Anne, my professorship at Yale was a very short tenure. And what was it? Made you one horse short of a Genghis Khan? That's still pretty good. I mean, yeah, Genghis Khan had more horses, but you should be proud of that.
One more.
That's that's right.
Well, Adam, you are the weakest link. Goodbye.
I feel really shortchanged at that. I think that I could be forgiven for smelling like mincemeat potatoes, being a mincemeat potato chef. So, frankly, I'm not sure that that was the best justification for calling me the weakest link, but I wish the team lots of luck. I think they've got some strong players in there. I think Siobhan is probably resting on her laurels a bit at the moment, and frankly, I don't know if Lisa's a fascist, but The Rock seems to think so. I think Lisa's got a good chance, especially if she's a fascist. I think she'll claw her way to the top and leave bodies dead and bloodied behind her. I don't know. I'd hate to see that happen to The Rock, and I don't know what that would look like, Lisa murdering The Rock, but we'll see. So where do I go now? Can someone ordering me an Uber?
All right. Well, the next sketch is called Interview.
Hi, Stephen. I'm Sarah. Come in. Have a seat.
Thanks.
This is Richard from marketing.
Hi. Hi there.
So, impressive CV, Stephen. But tell us, please, why you think you should be an interviewer at this company. What makes you a good interviewer?
Well, look, I've been with this company now for 10 years. I took control when we rebranded ourselves and changed our name to this company after the PR disaster in 2017. I love this company. But look, what I want to know is, why are you two the best candidates to be interviewing me right now?
Oh, well, did you get a chance to look at my CV?
I did, Richard. It's very impressive. You too, Sarah. Sarah and I, of course, worked closely together in the rebranding of this company, but that won't influence my decision. No, there'll be no nepotism here, Sarah.
No, of course not. But what I really want to get down to is what vision you have for new interview techniques. Something to separate the interviewers from the interviewees, as it were.
Thanks for that, Sarah. Look, I'm looking for someone to turn the whole interview process on its head. To remove the barrier of the interviewer and the interviewer. To make them one. And by doing this, well, we'll pick out the best candidates for this company.
Okay, well, I think that's all we need to hear.
Yes, absolutely. We'd love for you to come on board as an interviewer.
Well, fantastic. I'll be in touch within a week or so once I finish with the rest of the interviews.
All right, thanks, Stephen.
God, I really hope we get it.
If you were being interviewed by Paxman...
Oh, God,
what would your tactic be?
Kill him with kindness. No, that won't work. That won't work.
I'm joined today by Adam Schumann, who is the Social Secretary for Transport and Blackout Curtains.
Good afternoon.
It's night. It's news night.
Good evening,
Jeremy.
This isn't
news afternoon.
One second, Jeremy. I just have to take my morning pills. Okay. Sorry, what were you saying?
Your night pills.
Okay, that's... carry on anyway.
There is a pandemic in this country of sleepless nights.
Yes, I'm not sleeping
light
well, Jeremy.
Light streams through curtains and...
I know.
Blackout blinds...
I know.
...are in short supply in this country. How is it that in a country whose manifesto promised a good night's sleep for each voter has let this happen?
I'm so sorry, Jeremy. I think I nodded
this
off for a
the most sleepless nights
that.
Since wartime.
Jeremy, we're getting... All the blackout blinds that you'd ever need. We're working very hard with...
Where are they going to come from?
They're going to come from Turkey. They're making the blackout blinds in Turkey, and they're going to ship them over to us via a couple of places on the continent. But we won't let them take them. We're just going to get the blackout blinds.
What about the tariffs?
Ourselves.
What about all the tariffs that we're going to have to pay
you
on these blackout blinds? How is the country going to pay for this?
as I said, we've done a lot of work with Turkey. And as a result, they're actually doing it for a really good rate. And the consultancy that my brother owns is barely getting paid anything.
What figures? I want figures. How many blackout blinds can we expect?
Well, how many do you need?
I shouldn't need to tell you how much. You have a secretary.
No, I mean you personally.
Blackout blind
Jeremy.
Quantities.
Jeremy, how many windows do you have?
In my home?
Yes.
Billiard room, study, dungeon. 27.
27? Okay, just a second. I always carry blackout blinds around with me. I'm just going to get these out of my bag now. 26, 27. Here's 27 blinds for you, Jeremy.
All right.
And,
well, that fulfills your manifesto promise to me.
Yeah. And I'm a happy customer.
I am. You know what? I'm pretty happy, but I'm being told by my producer that I need to grill you more.
Oh.
So.
Go ahead.
It's not personal. Personally, right now, I quite enjoy you because I'm going to have a sleepless night.
Yeah. And being the secretary for Blackout Blinds and Transport. What are you driving these days, Jeremy?
Mercedes-Benz SL400K.
Tell you what,
with
Jeremy,
29,000 horsepower X Model T Land Rover Triumph, four-wheel drive, Mercedes-Benz hybrid, petrol-electric, hydraulic, hydromatic, systematic Fiesta.
The Mercedes-Benz SL400K Land Rover Fiesta.
No, that's not it.
29,000 horsepower.
Sports.
Sports. The sports version.
The sports version. Soft top.
Well, I happen to have a hard top here. Bring it in. I've got a hard top for you here, Jeremy. Why don't you take that away and then you don't have to worry about that soft top caving in.
You're giving me a car.
Yeah. Well, I'm the secretary for transport. Has its advantages.
You know what? I was thinking of buying a hardtop because of all those enormous hailstones we've been getting.
Yeah, I mean, in today's world, the soft top is really more or less defunct.
Well, lots of people have died.
That's what I mean.
In them.
Yes.
So,
balls
I appreciate
of hail
you.
The size of your head.
I do appreciate you giving me the hardtop.
Oh, that's all right.
I'll take
problem.
It off your hands.
No problem, Jeremy. What else you got for me?
If you're the secretary for transport and blackout blinds, why is it that all trains have non-blackout blinds?
That's a great question, Jeremy. So when I was in Turkey, we were having conversations about trains and blinds and trains, train blinds. And they said that trains can't have blackout blinds. And the reason is really interesting. It's that when the light hits a train's blackout blind, it gets so hot that they catch fire. And you can't have fires on trains. It's not like at home. Yes, because if you have, you can have fires in houses because when you call the fire brigade, you can give them an address. But if there's a fire on the train and they ask you where you are, you can't say and they can't come to you because that's the official policy.
Right.
If you ever call, have you called 999,
Jeremy?
We're
at Birmingham.
If you call 999,
we're at Lancaster. Yeah.
If you call 999 and they can't send someone until you give an address.
Is that right?
Yeah. I know. I'm the secretary for transport.
Well, look. You're a disgrace. Sorry. That was on the cue. I have to say what's on the cue cards.
Oh,
I don't actually think this.
That's
okay. You're a disgrace. Your government's a disgrace. I don't really understand why anyone voted for you.
Did I take
you
my
smell like
pills?
Mincemeat pie. You're drooling all over the microphone.
Well, I'm did eat a lot of mincemeat potatoes. Maybe that's what you're smelling.
Maybe. I don't. One second. They're just writing the cue cards for me. They didn't expect you to say that. Well, this coming election, do you think you'll be able to keep your seat?
The good thing about being the secretary for transport is that there's always a seat on the train for me. And if they take away my constituency seat, I'll just sit on the train.
All right, well.
I'll keep going round.
Best of luck with that. Adam Schumann, thank you for joining us.
All right. Right, well, the next sketch for you today is called Globe. I'm glad they finally finished renovating.
Feel like I haven't been to the globe in forever.
But my lady, thrice I have enticed thee to come to my family's summer house in fair Verona.
And thrice more, soppy oaf, I will disenchant thee 3 mittens. For mittens are not of plop and drop.
Oh, it's raining.
I don't mind getting a bit wet.
You won't. They installed a new roof.
Attend thee, my family's summer house, I beg of thee. And pray wear on thine legs these trousers of blueberry.
Blueberry trousers? You dishonor me, sir.
No!
To wear blueberries on one's legs so late in Michaelmas is to abhor me.
My lady, it is not so.
Perhaps a lady would do better to wear these trousers of blueberry on her head.
Please do not, my lady.
Observe.
Ah, it is enchanting. Delightful. Trousers worn on thine bonnet as a hat.
But hark, a listener at the door? Pray not, Lysander, that this be my sister or any of her hungry squirrels.
Finally. Lo, 7 squirrels, but with only last year's acorns.
It's not a globe, though, is it? It's a cylinder.
Is it?
I mean, it's not a globe, like a snow globe.
It's not, as in it's not spherical.
That's right. Yeah, it's not spherical.
Right. No, because then it would roll away. Well, they probably learned their lesson from
when they built it.
The original.
Rolled.
Yeah. Unless they built a prototype. Tens. Unless they built a prototype first, and were like, ah, no, this won't work.
No. I heard that they built the sphere and it rolled into the Thames.
Oh.
Killed a whale.
I heard it was burnt down.
It did burn down. Which one? The next one.
The next one burnt. Oh, so the first one
rolled away.
Rolled into the Thames and the second globe burnt down.
Yeah.
It burnt down because of a cannon shot.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
What happened?
During a performance of Henry VIII, a cannon shot went off inside. I assume it was part of it.
But was it firing a cannonball?
I think the cannon set fire.
Oh, okay. So they don't have cannons anymore in performances.
They did after they rebuilt it, and then the same thing happened again.
And so they rebuilt it again. How many globes have there been?
I don't know. Oh. Globe the 6th? Globe the 7th?
Globe the 7th.
I'm going to the globe soon for the first time.
Yes. Yeah, wow. And what are you going to see?
12th night.
I thought, didn't you tell me earlier it was Midsummer Night's Dream?
Midsummer Night's Dream. I think it is Midsummer Night's Dream.
Are you one of the groundlings? Are you in seats?
We're in seats. We're not standing, I think.
Oh.
Is that good or bad?
That's good.
Okay. But isn't standing part of it?
Not unless you're standing in the court, like in the what would be the stalls, I guess.
As long as I'm not standing by a cannon, I'm golden.
Or on any of the sections where there's cannon fire.
It's the globe.
It's not made of wood.
No, is it always full? Does everyone go to the globe? I feel like the globe needs better advertising. I don't really see the globe being advertised.
I don't think the globe does need better advertising.
It doesn't.
I think they do really well. I mean, as in, I assume they
why aren't there huge posters on the tube that say "Kids go free"? Get your globe. Come on down to Globe. Have a ride on the Shakespeare mobile.
Do you think they'd sell more seats if they had a
Shakespeare World
themed pub in the Globe?
A Shakespeare themed pub?
Yes. Do they sell drinks at the Globe? They probably do. They've probably done it already. They probably thought about this.
I'm sure.
We're doing a show. Let's sell drinks. It's a great. Oh, yeah. I'm sure.
Genius.
I'm sure.
Nuts. It's like, whoa.
I said drinks.
No one said anything about nuts.
Nobody wants nuts.
Gary. But yeah, I was thinking we could come up with some slogans for the Globe to help advertise them more.
Okay.
There's more Shakespeare than you can shake a spear at.
Very good. We've got plague, and by plague, we mean globe fever. Come on down
nice.
For feverishly low prices.
Nice. King Lear at our refurbished toilets.
What?
As in Lear.
Right.
When you're leering
at looking
like,
at.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Nice. don't worry, it's not actually a globe, it's a cylinder. You're not going to roll into the Thames.
We've learned our lesson! Exclamation mark.
Globe 7, we've learned our lesson.
Try our Macbeth and cheese.
Nice.
I've got a few more. They could do a collaboration with Dr. Seuss and call it Green Eggs and Hamlet.
Okay.
As well, yes. For kids.
Yes.
Kids go free to Green Eggs and Hamlet. It's like
well,
a crash.
If it's only for kids and kids go free...
Where's the money coming from?
People go into the globe. And from the Macbeth and cheese.
Oh, yeah. And they'll sell green eggs and Hamlet, presumably.
Yeah. Come 11 nights, 12th night free.
Very good.
We've got loads of them.
Yeah.
Globe. Let us know. Did you know topical history repeats itself between 1592 and 1594? All the theatres in London were shut because of the plague.
Really?
Yeah. So Shakespeare had no work for 2 years.
Well,
he wrote poetry.
Oh, right. Was he furloughed as well? Or did he...
Yeah. Oh, God, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Full furlough. Nice. 80%.
For Bill. Nice. And he was writing poetry at the same time. Not bad.
Yeah, and he got a deal with the government to...
To retrain in cyber.
Yeah, no, he was going to retrain in cyber, but he also... He went to university with the Chancellor... He supplied the bolts on the wheels of the wagons that collected the dead.
The bolts on the wheels of the wagons that collected the dead?
Yeah, the bolts on the wheels of the wagons that collected the dead was incorporated.
Okay.
And Sons.
Okay.
And then the And Sons was crossed out when, unfortunately, the plague...
Killed his sons. Ah. How did this help Shakespeare?
Money.
He got money because he supplied the bolts, the nuts and bolts. Oh, and it's because he knew the Chancellor that he got that job.
Yeah.
Got it.
All right. Well... May your ands be Robinsoned.
And your links be strong.
And your paxman be kind. May paxman be kind to you in your dreams.
You don't want a vengeful paxman.
Oh, no. Go to coldplatescomedy.com and follow the links there to follow us on Instagram and Twitter.
And have a nice day.
If you did your last homework where you told someone you loved them, please hand that in at the end of the podcast. And please pick up your next assignment, which is to...
Rate us on Apple Podcasts.
Rate us on Apple Podcasts. But also, give a stranger a smile.
And rate them.
And rate them.
Give them a star rating to their face.
And a comment.